you can make a lot of money timing for sure. You should allocate a small portion, maybe 10%, depending on your risk tolerance, maybe more, on making those kind of what we call a gamble. Time market, time an industry, time a situation. This just shows the power of compound interest and time in the market.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everybody? You know the drill. Coming at you on Fridays with all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. So we're here to share tips, tricks, just some great strategies to not only get your money working harder for you, but smarter. Because that's what we're here for, right? We're here to make this world a better place, to achieve our dreams. And in order to do that, I always feel start with personal excellence, right? You need to take care of yourself first, be the best version of yourself you possibly can be until you can help others, right? And that's what it's about for me, right? That's why I do this show. I don't make any money off this show. Here just to impart wisdom, whether it's mine or my guests, stuff I've learned, stuff I've done research on to not only better my life and those around me, but those listening as well. And that's what I hope today's episode does. That's every day's episode does. And if it does, and you do get value, it would mean the world to me if you would share this with someone else who could get value. Again, that's what this show is about, to provide value, some insight, everyone's money working harder and smarter so you can achieve your dreams. So again, if you can share the show with someone, that would be amazing. And if you haven't done so, please leave a rating review, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or if you listen and watch on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and smash that like button, because that's how we get in front of more people. That's a big part of all those platforms' algorithms, is the likes, the ratings, the reviews. That's how we get in front of more people. All right, enough of that housekeeping. Let's get into today's topic. So as you can tell by the title, should we be timing the market? Should we be? Whatever you invest in, whether it's real estate, obviously that's what every Monday is about, and that's kind of my bread and butter. Whether it's real estate, whether it's stock market, the bond market, cars, collectibles, trading cards, whatever it happens to be, should you be timing the market? Because we all know whatever type of investment you're doing, there's cycles, right? There's ups, there's downs, times where it just seems to be flat. And if you look at the market today, I'm looking at the 10-year right now, the 5-year, they both kind of, relatively speaking, fall off a cliff, right? 10 years down almost 4%, 5 years down 5%. We're at 3.3 and 3.4% respectively. The Dow Jones is down 1%. S&P 500 is down almost 1.5%. Should we be timing the market, right? Collect cars, depending on the cars you collect, the used market is really strange right now. So should we be timing the market, right? I'm sure you've heard the saying that what a lot of people say is it's not timing the market, but time in the market. And is that really the case? Like, what if you did time the market, right? What if you did? And I'm going to share a story with you. I was talking to someone, and this story they told me is what kind of sparked this, right? So let's just take a look. Let's take a look if you were to time the market. And I'm going to use the stock market, specifically the S&P 500 index, because that's one of the easiest things to get data from, performance data. It's harder to get kind of real estate, specifically a certain asset class or collectibles, trading cards. It's hard to get that type of solid data. So let's take a look at the S&P 500. And the scenario I'm going to talk about is $1 million. The reason why I'm talking about $1 million, I'm going to go more into this story, is I was talking to an individual who's going to be putting away $1 million for his beneficiaries. So we're starting with $1 million. Let's say you had a crystal ball and you were just able to time the markets perfectly, right? So you, back in 2009, obviously we know what that was after the 2008 crash, but it didn't. The market didn't actually bottom until 2009. So the bottom of the market, which was March 20th of 2009. So let's say you're able to time this, you put in $1 million on March 20th, 2009. And again, you had your crystal ball again, and you were able to time that the market hit its most recent peak on December 31st of 2021. So let's say you're able to time that and you wanted to pull the money out because you just wanted to ride off into the sunset and live a wonderful retirement. So you did that. Well, you would walk away with $8 million from your $1 to $8 million over about 12 years. And that would have been a 17.68% average annual return. So solid return, especially over 12 years here, averaging that. Now, let's say the other circumstance, let's say you wanted to time the market, but you weren't great at it. So back in the market peak, let's say 2007, or that's when it did in October, And say you just felt like, oh, this market can't go down. Like, this is the time to get in. And so you did. And let's say you went over the bumps, you lost a bunch like shortly after that, but you wanted to stick in there. It was a roller coaster ride. And then let's say you got to 2020, end of the first quarter of 2020. We all know what happened there. And the market tanked. But if you got scared, everyone was saying the world is ending. The world is not going to, is changing. It's not going to be the same as we once thought. And you pulled out your money. Luckily, you had some time in the market, so you didn't lose much, but you only made about $1.1 million. You ended up with $2.13 million, and that's before tax. And you averaged 6.23% average annual return, which isn't terrible, right? But that's a big difference, the $8 million, right? About the same time frame, you had a little more time in the 07 to 20. However, you timed it incorrectly. So should we be timing the market? Again, no one has a crystal ball. Yeah, there can be some smart individuals that can see what's going on from a fundamental perspective, right? They can see like in 08, they saw there was a housing crisis. Essentially, there was going to be a lot of defaults on mortgages. And so they made a play against that. And there are those circumstances. But for the average individual, should we be timing the market? And the reason I bring this up is because I spoke to an individual who said they have $1 million they're going to put away specifically for their two children. And they were breaking it down that if they were able to average around 8%, that's not too far-fetched, about 7 to 8%, somewhere between 6 to 8%, you can average the S&P 500 has averaged over the long term. So averaging 8% is not out of question, right? So this individual said if they could average 8% and they put the $1 million away, reinvested everything, and just held it there. They have a child that's 17 now, and another one that is 9. So a 9-year difference. And they were saying, you know, if this $1 million went away for 50 years, that would put the 17-year-old at 67, which is the current retirement age to maximize Social Security, there would be $46.9 million if they were to average 8% over that time period. But listen to this. Just 8 years later, when their younger child turned 67, so only 8 years, the amount that would be in that portfolio, in that account, would be $86.8 million, nearly doubles in 8 years. It's the power of compound. I'm sure you've heard this before. Albert Einstein's famous quote of, you know, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. And that's what happens. And that's why you hear so many people say, start investing early as you can. And I've talked about this before. There was two siblings, one who started early, went for 10 to 15 years and then stopped. Another one that started later on in life and went from that point the duration of their working career, which was 20 something years. And the person who started first, who actually invested less time, had more money because it's about the time in the market. Might have stopped contributing after 10, 15 years, but the money that was already in there just kept compounding. So to me, yeah, you can make a lot of money timing for sure. And I think there you should allocate a small portion, maybe 10%, depending on your risk tolerance, maybe more, on making those kind of what we'd call a gamble, right? Trying to time market, time an industry, time a situation, and make 2x, 3x, 5x, right? Yeah, you can do that, but it shouldn't be with your whole portfolio. This just shows the power of compound interest and time in the market. And again, this can go for anything. Real estate, stocks, bonds, ETFs, mutual funds, art, cars, playing cards, other collectibles. It can work, right? Time in the market is where you get the real return. This is just a quick episode. I thought it was important because you hear all over the news, all over social media, you know, whether it's real estate, should I be buying? Should I be selling? The stock market, should I sell? Should I just buy a bunch now? The market's down. Is it going to go back up? Whatever it is, most people are not going to be able to time this correctly. It's about dollar cost averaging. Keep investing. Yes, make sound investments. If it's real estate, don't just invest because you think you need to get more assets to be time in the market. You still want to buy the right deal, the right property, right? Still stick to your fundamentals, still stick to your criteria, not do a deal just because everyone else says they're scared. Oh, interest rates, we don't know where they're going, geopolitical unrest, politics, whatever it is, there's always going to be an excuse. But if the deal works based on the fundamentals, on your criteria, it shouldn't matter about the external forces. If it works with that, right? If it works with the higher interest rate, then it's still a deal. Same thing with any other investment. So don't scare yourself out of the market. You know, again, that quote, greedy when others are fearful, when others are greedy. People thought that was last year, right? But there was still a lot of greed in the market. And to some extent, there still is a little bit of greed, but it's less and less. And you're starting to see more and more fear. But this is the time to really, really start looking. It's going to take more effort to find investment that works. But again, like I always say, easy doesn't pay well, right? It's going to take more effort to find those deals. And you hear people say billionaires are made in the hard times. Yes, but not because it's easy. It's hard. They put the work in. They do the due diligence. They have the sleepless nights. They do what others won't. Are they fearful when they're doing it? Probably, yeah. They're not some special individual that doesn't have fear or uncertainty. Of course they do, but they're just willing to put in the work, take the risk. And they know if they put in the work, they do their homework, then more likely than not, they're going to come out on top. And if they don't, they know that they're just going to keep going until they do. And that's what it takes, no matter what you do, what industry you're in. You own a business, W-2, whatever it is. You just got to do whatever it takes so you get the result you're looking for. All right, everybody. Hope you make this a great day. And as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. We can all create that personal excellence. At the end of the day, that's what makes this world a better place. When we can be the best versions of ourselves, we can inspire others to be the best version of themselves, and we can pull them up with us. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's a little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.